We are in the middle of Sif Yud Beis Simen Reish Samach Vav. Let us just see again the lashon of the Rama, and then we'll see a Yesedis to Kibir Alochem. Umi sheshochach kisei olav b'Shabbos. That he had a money belt on him, and he forgot. Speaking about, he was wearing the money belt. He was mechaven, perhaps, to take out the money from the pouch and the money belt. Didn't have a zinin, it should be there Shabbos, and he forgot to take it out. Imube beisai, and now he's in his house, and he has this money belt on him with the money. He can go to a different room to take off the belt. So the Chiddush is he's allowed to, even though he's in a different room, Steve Yud Beis in the Reisa Mechvov in the Ramah. Yud Beis. Reisa Mechvov. In the Ramah. So that is the Chiddush. That is the Chiddush that he's allowed to walk into a room, into a different room, and drop the money belt there. Let us see the bir aloche. Yochel leilech, the bottom bir aloche. Ayim b'mishnabru ma shekosavnu b'shem hagro. The goyin is choylik on this aloche. U'bederech achayim machiyam. And then the Siva says, the Bekis Sheyesh Oler Toiras Keli, if he was wearing a money pouch, which is a Toiras Keli, not that he was holding money in his hand, if he was holding money, that's something else. But if he had a kiss, a pouch, Sheyesh Oler Toiras Keli, it is a Toiras Keli. Vihi leinase basis lahamois, and the money in the pouch, because there was money in the pouch, it did not become a basis to the money. So the Chazanish explains, because he had an intent to empty the pouch before Shabbos, so it was shochach. Even sheinicha b'shikcha, that the money was in the pouch, it was b'shikcha. B'muta l'taltala l'tzayrach m'kayma. So the pouch is a din of a klisha melachta le'isa, that one is permitted to be metaltala, just like if a klisha melachta le'isa, we mentioned yesterday, he had a sledgehammer on the dining room table, and he needed the place of the sledgehammer, because he needs a place. He's having 20 dinner guests. So he's permitted to lift up the sledgehammer and take it and bring it to a different room. That means the heter is tzairech mekayma. So l'chayre, theoretically, he took it off the dining room table. So finish now, drop it someplace. No, he has it in his hand. He's permitted to take it wherever he wants to take it. So the same thing over here, this money pouch, which is a cliche, has a din of a cliche malachta lisa, lochein im hoya biyodai, if it was biyodai, that means he was wearing it, yachel lahilichai leteves, he can take it and put it in a box. That is the case of the mechabel. But if a person had with him mukte begufam, kigain, mois, money, he had money in his hand, vavonim, שאין להם שום היתר טלטול. There's no heter total whatsoever by them. Afilu l'tzeirich gufaya mekaymoy unetolay biyodoy, and he took it in his hand, let's say by mistake. Also, leilech imoim lemokim achem. He's not allowed, that means this heter, that I'm allowed to transport something to a different place, that is not if this is such an article that has mitadatsmay heta tiltul, a klisha malachtoy leisar has a heta tiltul, allowed to be metaltolin l'tzayrech mekoymoy l'tzayrech gulfoy. So if it was shochach, so he's permitted to carry it and put it away someplace else. But if he had on him something which is pure muktzah, which has no heter tiltul whatsoever, like money or avonim, stones, and then he realizes he has it on him, Rak Yizrak Oysom Takev. So the minute he realizes that he has this money on him, he's mechuyev to throw it away. Where it is, he can't take it any place where he would like to. But the minute he finds out he has money in his pocket, he cannot. He's mechuyev to shake it out.
You have it in a wallet.
It seems the wallet could be is different, or the money pouch is different. Here was a chagurim, and this had a din of a klisha malachta lisa. So somehow the money becomes buckled to the kli. Well, Vad, he says, there's one exception to the rule. Ismo shel milim. A moyel is holding a ismo shel milim, a knife which is used for milim, which is muktzem, avshu muktzem machmas chesorin kis, which is a chomadike muktzem. That means even though theoretically one could use a izmol shel mila to cut an apple, but he'd never do it because this would damage the izmol. So memele, so this is muktzeh in Shabbos. Kolzman, he has a mila b'Shabbos. He's allowed to be mal, but afterwards, now he made a mila. Now he has in his hand an izmol shel mila, which is muktzeh. Like this, the din is, and Ismo Shamila has no heter total whatsoever. We gave guidelines. If what I'm holding in my hand has a heter total, so the heter total permits me to continue carrying it. But if I have in my hand something that has mitadatsme no heter total, and theoretically an Ismo Shamila has no heter tiltul, but since a kli is muktzeh machmas chesorin kis, mikol mokim, this is unique, shehu b'yado yochel anichei bois echad b'mokim sheyirtze, when it's in his hand, he's permitted to transport it to any place where he wants to put it. Why? That means al pi kloli Halacha, this should not be permissible. Now, the here the Der Chaim says the Yitzdarech lahashlich hamizmo miyodoy. But if you're going to go with this moil according to the letter of the law, you're telling Rabbi, you're holding in your hand a muktzeh which is no heter tiltul. The mila fine, the mila zayche Shabbos, and so you were permitted to use this izmo. But now after the mila, now we have to go with you with the letter of the law, and you have to drop it. And it's going to break. Is Mimna v'loy moil. So Mamela, he'd give up the job. He won't make any brisin on Shabbos anymore. That means if that's the price he has to pay, that you're going to tell him that he has to throw away the Ismail, so he won't make a bris on Shabbos. So here, Chazal Wamata the Issa Tiltol Muktzeh, so he's allowed to put it down. When it's in his hand, he's allowed to put it down wherever he wants. But later they bring down a Morgan Avram. This is not so practical. That means if he's making the priya also, he's making the meal and the priya after the meal, so he's not going to tell the baby, wait a few minutes, I'm going to put down the ismo, then we'll come back and make the priya, which is not practical at all. So they bring down from the Morgan Avram, so some is permitted to give it to someone else, right? After the mila, and that person is permitted to put it down, and then he's allowed to hand it to someone else, and that person could put it down in a convenient place. Okay, further, let us go back to the Ramah. So before we had a case of Shochach, he forgot a money belt on himself. So we said, the whole Shaila is Tiltol Muktzeh. So since a money belt is a kli shemalachtoi leisa, which is at the tiltol, we were matter that he's permitted to continue carrying it. Ve'im u'bashuk, but what is if he's in the street? Osa laviyay lebeisai. Now we found this in the shuk. Rak mater chagoyre. Now this shuk, it seems this is not before we had a whole, we had halachis by a derech. A derech was more or less a reshus harabim. It would seem this shuk was not a reshus harabim because we tell them, we'll see what we tell them. Also laviyay lebeisai, rak mater chagoyre b'shuk v'hu naifol. He drops it in the shuk. V'hoim alein yehudi, and he tells a guy, he thinks it is not in the middle of a reshus harabim. L'shamroi, he tells a guy to watch it then. V'meviyoi ein lochush. And if the guy brings it to his house, it's eichnish gefährlich. Right, l'kamasim in shinyud. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bashuk. Oy b'mokim shloyosu b'chay v'hu shitufei m'boyis. That means even though it's Emes in the Rishus HaYochid, but he did not make Shituvei Mevoi, so there's an Issa Tiltol Midarabonon. There's an Issa Tiltol Midarabonon. So Mamela, we tell him this, drop it. V'davkik Shem Yishyori Mineinu Yehudi Shem Yikachu. He's not afraid that the Goyim will take it. Avil im yorei shema yikru oisoi ha'inam yehudim. He doesn't have a goy to watch it, and he'll just put it down in this street, which l'chere is a kalmelis. He won't find it there after Shabbos. So shoy loreitz imi lebeisoi shloi lamit klal. So he's permitted to run with it. The way we had yesterday, there's a heter ritzim. Kedei shlo yasa kire beemsa haderech. Ubetnaik sheniskak shumahalach v'loi omed lofosh. That means he was in the process of walking. Then he realizes he's wearing a money belt with money. He's in the process of walking. So we tell him, start running. And you should run till your house. So there's no akire because he was not noch in the rishus. So he's permitted to go more than Dalet Ames, there's no problem. When he comes close to his house, Yizrikenu Tekev Kalacha Yad Lebeisoi. So he's permitted, we heard this before, so he stands opposite his house, his back towards the house, and throws it in backwards as he makes a shinui. That's a shinui in hachnose. That means this is that now he's making, he stopped. When he came close to his house, he stopped. So there was a hanoche in this Carmelis. So now he's not allowed to make a hachnose in his house. So he makes a hachnose with a shinui by throwing it in backwards. L'shamroi. He tells a guy to watch it. He can rely on the guy. He can tell the guy, again here, so he can tell the guy to take it to his house. And again, so we have a heta of a miralakum. This is a better heta. A miralakum is more mahudadik than running and only making a hanoche and then making a hanoche with a shinui. If we can do everything through an amira, this would be preferable. Sif Yud Gimel, Motza Arniki B'Shabbos. He found an Arniki B'Shabbos. He passes by, he sees a wallet bulging with money. Mamish. Also Litloy, so he's not allowed to pick it up. It's Muksem. He's afraid that if he's going to go away, someone else will take it for himself. Look, the Mishnah Berurah also litloy afilu im yamay tachto. Afilu, he won't carry it. He's going to stay there. It's also out muktzem. Now this is a bulging wallet. This is a golden opportunity. There's $1,000 in the wallet, and mamish. If he does that, is good. But to pick it up. Or to pick it up and to take it, kivin shadayin leizochibor. So the whole heter we had until now, that Adam Bol al Mamoini we gave it him was when it was his already. So we have Adam Bol al Mamoini. But if this is not his, he has a potential, it can become his, and that is no heter of Adam Bol al Mamoini. So we were not matter anything for him. The Kosa Vamogin Avrom, the Philhaini Yudi also Lema Litloy. Even to tell a guy to pick it up is also awesome, because there's no, it's not Bol al Mamaina, it's not Mamaina. The Besefele Rabbe Mekele Dei in the Yudi, Vevia Prime Godim, the Chain Behidushi Rabbe Kevege Mekele Gamken Dei in the Yudi. The Rabbi Kibbeg is only matching to tell the guy to pick it up. To tell him he can pick it up, that's it. Achim and Yehudi, Ba'atzmi, Mevila Beis Yisrael. Nire de lamone le kula alma genau. Reisa merzayin, dine atfille bereb Shabbos. Sif alef, mitfille samincha bereb Shabbos, ein neiflim alpenein. We don't say tachnan erb Shabbos. Zakta mishne bure neiflim neisher samuch lachnose Shabbos. It's near Shabbos, so we don't say Tachnam. Kein Kosova Lavush. So that would seem that you're davening half an hour before Shabbos. So Tzomuch Lachnos Shabbos already. So Shabbos, if you don't say Tachnum, the cross of Abrim and Godem Venire, I hold, we shouldn't take this Levush literally, and it's only Mutav Yedavan Minche Somuch Lachnose Shabbos. So who adding Shem Mispalim Minche Gedoyla Acha Chatzais, to the Yedavan Minche Gedoyla, Nami Einoflem Alpeneim, you also don't say Tachnum. That's one thing. So ready, after Chatzais it's Shabbos, and by davening you don't say mincha. V'chein another halachim. Misha oilichol pas acha chatzais. A person is eating bread after chatzais. So like this, when you eat bread, before benching, you say, al nares bovel. But if you are eating bread after chatzais, erim Shabbos, ein loim al nares bovel, kiim shira malis. You say shira malis. Siv beis. Makdimim lehisvalel alvis. One is permitted to daven Mayrev earlier, Yaiser mi bimais achel. One is permitted to daven Mayrev earlier than he davens during the week. Of the plaga mincha from plaga mincha, which is either an hour and a quarter before the shkia or hour and a quarter before tzeisa kechavim, to shitis yochel lahadlik, a person is permitted to be madlik neiros. Ole kabel Shabbos betvilas avis, to be mekabel Shabbos. That means it's plaga mincha. The lachel miyad, and he's permitted to eat. Fine. Vayin la'elsim in reish lamed gimel keitzad misharim shir plaga mincha, which means it's an hour and a quarter. It's shoyis zmaniyos. It's not. It matters how big the day is, and the day we divide up into 12 chalokim, and so it's an hour and a quarter of shoyis zmaniyos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Makdimin lispalol alvis. We daven ma'ariv earlier. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, what is the reason for davening Ma'ariv earlier, according to the Machaber? Mishum dahavi nehigi almem, the minik ha'olam was lekabel aleihem Shabbos mechiposa hashliach tzibur bochu. The minik ha'olam was that they were mekabel Shabbos with bochu. So now, if there's a Kabbalah Shabbos, and there's Inyan of Toshvi Shabbos, we Mekabel Shabbos with Boid Yoim, and if there's a Kabbalah Shabbos, if there is a Kabbalah Shabbos, normally the Mekabel Shabbos with Bochu, And that's your Tosfos Shabbos. Lachem me'anochem lahagdim lispalel arvis. They lahagdim akabolah Shabbos. So then it would be preferable to daven earlier in order to make Kabbalah Shabbos, to make Kabbalah Shabbos earlier. Who adin the yochel the kabbal olam Shabbos koydim tefilas alvis? That means he's saying pshat in the mechaber. The mechaber says you can daven ma'ariv earlier. So he says magdimin. So he says the reason of the mechaber is because they used to be mekabel Tosfos Shabbos with ma'ariv. So if you want to be, if that's how you're mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, so daven ma'ariv earlier. If you want to be mekabel Tosfos Shabbos without davening ma'ariv, you can do that also. And then you could daven ma'ariv bizmanoy. Or biplaga minche, mashme midivrei amogin avrom. Now, let us just give a little akdomim. There's a machloikis in the Gemara Masechtas Brachos between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon when Zman Ma'ariv is. Rav Yehuda's man Meirev is after Plag HaMincha. That means till Plag HaMincha is man, you can have a mincha till Plag HaMincha. From a half an hour after Chatzai, still Plag HaMincha, that's his man Mincha. And from Plag HaMincha and further is man Meirev. That is Shittas Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim hold that no, Zman Mincha is till the night, and then Meirev is from the night. That is the Shittas Chachamim. Mashme midivrei Hamogin Avraham. Dafilu, so there's a machloikis, and the Gemara says, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. If you want, you can do like Rabbi Yehuda, if you want, you can do like the Chachamim. So that means that if you want to daven Meirev after Plag HaMincha, you can do it. Actually, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Even though according to the Rabbanon, you're not Yoytze Meirev. But we were never machia in this machloikis out of paskin, and a person can do, he can do like Rabbi Yehuda, can do like the Rabbanon. So now the Magen Avraham says, so what happens if a person is chum, he's machmer? That means he wants to daven Meirev at night, so he eats according to all the shittas. Umashma midivra Magen Avraham, Tafulu hanoyegim leispalo Meirev mizmano. The whole week he waits till Laila to daven Meirev, which is a hiddur. Afalpikein mutorim leispalo b'leil Shabbos miboydyim. These people who are machmel a whole week and wait till Laila before they daven Meirev, and this chumre has a moker in aloche, but b'leil Shabbos they're permitted to daven Meirev miboydyim. Ubelvat sheyimi plaga mincha bilech. That means leil Shabbos they can become Chassidim of Rabbi Yehuda. That means even though a whole week they're machma according to the Chachamim, Leil Shabbos they can be noyig like Rabbi Yehuda. Obavad shiye miplag amincha veilech. Now, what is the reason why are we giving them leeway that Leil Shabbos they can be mekel? The kiv in the mitzvos lohisiv michel ala kodesh. There's a mitzvah to be moisiv michel ala kodesh. Ukva kibu Shabbos olav. He was mekabo Shabbos. Yochel yitlismoich al das asoivrim da'avi kalayla linyan tfilim. Somehow it seems the svara is that if it's already Shabbos by him, legabi hilchi Shabbos, so he could rely, so if it's Shabbos, I can rely on Shikas Rabbi Yehuda and daven Meirev. If it's Shabbos, I can daven Meirev. Fine. Ach, Hanoye came. This one is permitted to do. Yizoyer al koponim b'erev Shabbos b'ispalo mincha koidem plag mincha. But if erev Shabbos you are becoming a chosid, a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, which you're permitted to do, but al koponim be oiskalten. So if you're davening Meirev al pishitis Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why you're davening after Plag HaMincha, so don't daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not Yoytze. You can't dance until Chasanis. You'll say, well, I'll daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha, because the Chachamim hold you out to daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. I'll daven Meirev also before Laila, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that's a tarti disasri. Kedai shali a tarti disasri adodi. I know the ladas Rabbi Yehuda bigmore is man mincha nimshach ragat plaga mincha. Imisham veilach uzman tfilas alvis. So after plaga mincha, don't daven mincha. Ladas rabbonam is man mincha atzayf ayoim. Zman Meirev hu b'erev. So fine. V'yesh oimrim, this is a shita of the Derech HaChaim of the Nesivis, the Bitzibul. If you have a Tzibul, Yesh Lahokel Yisvalo Meirev Miboid Yoin, Af in Yisvalo Mincha Achep Laga Mincha. That means there's a Kula of the Derech HaChaim. You could, by a Tzibul, we could be Mekel. And the reason for this is, of course, you're handling with a Tzibul, and the Tzibul is not cooperative. That means if you won't daven now Mincha and Meirev, you're going to daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, they're not going to come back to daven Meirev Balayla. So if you want to have a minion now, daven Meirev now. So they were Mekel. They were Mekel that you could have a Noga of Tauti Desasri. Venirili, so the Nesivis is Mekel for Tzibul. The Mishneh Berurah doesn't want to be Mekel so much. Venirili shein lismechel zarak shemisfalo meirev al kolponim bebein ha-shmoshesh ubishas ha-tchak avolok shu adayim v'adayim. Fine. He holds he can't be such a big Mekel. And then al kolponim Meirev should be Bein HaShmoshes, it's not so much of a Tarti Desasri. Bein HaShmoshes is a very Sophic Lilo. So Memele, so it's not so much of a Tarti Desasri. But he says, about Krishma, this we have to remember, that you weren't Yotze Krishma according to many days when you davened Meirev after Plaga Mincha, so Krishma Yasser V'yikrog Shuvadei Lailam. Krishma is a mitzvah d'iraisa, so you should make sure to lean over Krishma when it becomes Vadei Lailam. Yeah. Agavuch and Dirshu brings down like this, that even though the Mechaber says, Magdimim lehispalo Arvis Yaisim Bibimaisach, you can daven Meirev earlier, Leil Shabbos, you can daven after Plaga Mincha, but he brings down that the Goyin was Machmer, and that's the Goyin was Machmer, and in Eretz Yisrael they're Machmer, to daven Meirev after Tzeisa Kechobim. That means they are Machmer, this, okay, then the Tzeisa Kechobim is a little earlier, but Al Koponim, they're Machmer not to daven Meirev before Tzeisa Kechobim, number one. Number two, he brings down, there's a Mishneh Berurah that says this, and this is Meiredik Negeya in certain places, Sabayshpul, in England during the summer, it can become Laila, 11 o'clock at night, it can become Tzeisa Kechobim. It's very difficult. So there is a head. The Mishneh Berurah alone brings down this heter. One is permitted to be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. After Plaga Mincha, Mekabel Shabbos, Chunaranino, Lechodoidi, Boichalo, Vizbashili, Ema Shabbos. This you do after Plaga Mincha. You go home, you make Kiddush, you eat, you bench, and then later, 11 o'clock at night, you go to daven Meirev, you have Parayin Meirev. So this is also, this is an oifen how people who want to be machmer, to daven Meirev, Tzeisa Kechobim, so there is this eitza also, that to be mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, to make Kiddush and to wash and eat, and bench, and then yeah, that is right. This Adirshu brings this down. Now, the Sha'aret Zion was, it seems this was, the Sha'aret Zion said He was not like the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim said they should be making Mekabel Shabbos early. People shouldn't be Mechalo Shabbos. And then come back later to Daven Ma'ariv. That was the Prima Godim. And the Mishnah Berurah said, we mentioned the Shaar Tzion and the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Rabbanon saw if you'll Daven Ma'ariv later, people will do malachet till ma'ariv. So therefore, the Shaar Tzion said that the iskimu chachamim that you should have a ma'ariv early. That is right. Now we have the Shaar Tzion, but that is not like that's. It seems that was a more modern takone that when people became lax and they were to chilo Shabbos, so they made this takone to daven ma'ariv earlier. It seems that wasn't the scabble. He brings this down. He brings down the Shaar Tzion. He went and then an Aruch HaShulchan also. Amincha, Dwag Amincha, Siv Kotten Dalit, Dwag Amincha, Yochel, Aval Koyne Plag Amincha, Yochel, Ahadli, Kalakabo Shabbos, Tafila, Ibn Yevedi, Smalo, Tfila Shabbos, Sarchlazali, Smalo, Oh, Plaga Mincha, when we're speaking about the Zman of Plaga Mincha, Yeshayim Rim Dusho Reviya Koydam Alayla, that's an hour and a quarter before Tzeisa Kechavim, which is right before the Shkiyim. Yeshayim Rim Dusho Reviya Koydam Ashkiyim, Vaila Semerei Samach Gimel, Siv Dalde Meshik Asav Nashem B'Mishnabuam. So now, the Mechaber said, you can be Mekabel Shabbos Plaga Mincha Lamayla, V'lechel, and you're allowed to eat. Atam, the Kivin, the Kibul Olav Shabbos, who's Mekabel Shabbos already, Vahosef Michael Ala Kodesh, Nefshav Ki Shabbos Linyan Zeh, so it has a Din Shabbos, who's Mekabel Shabbos, so it has a Din Shabbos Linyan Zeh, the Yochel, the Kadesh, there's a Din of Teish V'Shabbos, that it becomes Ki Tzumei Shel Yoyim, and so it can make Kiddush now, v'lechel miyad, and he can eat. It's called his mekayim sudi Shabbos. He's allowed to be goyim the sudi miboydayim. V'yesh in Agavuch, there's a Merdeka Tumas Hadesh, I think he once mentioned, where Tumas Hadesh mentions that he remembers in his time that after the Sudeh, they used to walk on the Danube, and it was still before the Shkia, and they finished the Sudeh already. V'yesh Chalkim, V'soivrim, others old, sheyizoya limshay sudosay ad halayla, he should be mamshech the sudah till night, v'yoychel kazayis balayla. He should eat at least a kazayis of mass at night. V'tamam, the kibin da shole sudah shalfinen mimadah siv, Yechlu hayoim ki Shabbos hayoim. So they hold beinin shekayim oisom beyoim Shabbos atzmoi. They hold that it's not sufficient to have the Sudeh in Teish v'Shabbos. You have to eat mamish in Shabbos. Ulechatchile Nachain lachaish lidivrayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila one should be machma. That means if he could be machma, he should be machma. Nida kezayis says a kechovim. I don't know if this is only lechatchila the kedin. You don't have to be machma 72 minutes. Okay, be machma 50 minutes, 45 minutes. That you should eat a kezayis after 45 minutes. The 45 minutes I didn't say so kechom, so I was yoitze the lechatchila nochein lochish. So I ate the kezayis say so kechom. But kezayis a pass. Miyad, the lechem miyad. So he says like this: Ve'im la'achem. She's follow Mayim, Eina the Laila Hatsisha. He finished davening Mayim. He comes home, and there's less than a half an hour till night. And in Yisod, wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. And there's a Issa of Chazal, you're not allowed to eat before you learn Krishma. So if you came home less than a half an hour before night, he wasn't Yotze Krishma, so he should not start to eat if it's less than a half an hour before Laila. He should not start to eat before Lane's Krishma. Miu Anoyeg Lahokel Baze, if a person will be Mekel. Ein limchais biyodai. That means he comes home, it's 15 minutes before night, and he goes and washes. So this person, ein limchais biyodai, the yeshloi al mi lismoy. And in this she brings down the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Lamed Hei said nochmel, that he could be meiko to start eating a minute before Tzeis HaKechavim. But if it's Tzeis HaKechavim, please, if Tzeis HaKechavim already, Lein Krishma already, and then eat. And that he brings down Eirei Shemayim should do that. You're not waiting, so do that, please. The Chosalin Hetachila, Avlein Krishma Gufa, do the Reise, and Lishmach, don't be Seimach, and that we davened before, we zoil the kreis of Belayla, lots of the chayvers kriyishma, ishbiyotze krishma.